Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press. The remix fresh with no prior song. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Have to get the piece of the beat. It's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is frank and flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat. The flash of me. Better leave all your doors and all half the week.
Right.
Positive and motivational strategy. Successful guest promoter self-masturbate. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Everyone, I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and of course, you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone out there listening, and just welcome you guys to the show tonight. It is Sunday night, February the 24th, 2013, and of course, you are live here in The Remix. Now, if you're out there listening and you want to come over and join us in the forum, the chat room is open. So let me go ahead and give you some cosmic directions so that you can go ahead and get yourself on over here. All you have to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/, all one word, The Remix, and come on in. The chat room is open, and the Remix family is in the house. They certainly will make you feel welcome. So if you're a guest and you're listening to the Remix for the very first time, welcome, welcome, welcome to you out there listening from all over the world. It's good to have you in the house tonight. And if you want to listen and you also want to chat with us, all you have to do is click the link at the bottom that says sign up, and just like that, you'll be right in the house with all of us here on The Remix. And you can tell us who you are. It takes about 2 minutes to sign up. And you can come on in. And we would love to definitely have you guys in the house checking us out tonight. Have a great show planned for you this evening. Of course, as you guys know, Brother Wayne Chandler is going to be in the house tonight, and it's always an amazing time when Brother Wayne Chandler stops by. So welcome, welcome, welcome to all of you guys out there listening. 646-652-2711 is the number to call, and you can call that number and you can listen in on the phone lines. If you're our international listener and you're out there listening, know that there's a couple ways you can listen. One, you can dial the U.S. country code and then dial 646-652-2711, and that's going to get you right on over here to The Remix. Or you can Skype in. We always love those who Skype in. You can Skype in, and you can come on in. So let's get ready as we get ourselves settled in and do some international shots out tonight of who's listening in the house. Big ups to the UK, large listening audience, always in the UK. UK is in the house tonight listening, as well as I'm getting all of these little emails from you guys. I know you guys are excited about the show, and so am I. So the UK's out there listening. Saudi Arabia's in the house. Turkey's in the house tonight. Guyana's in the house tonight. Nigeria's in the house. South Korea is listening in the house tonight. We have the Netherlands, Australia, Germany, Brazil, France, Jamaica, Kenya, Egypt, India, Italy, and Lithuanian is listening in the house tonight. Wow, just brothers and sisters, Japan is in the house tonight. Big shout out to the Brother Mark and his family and everyone in Japan listening, as well as all of you guys right here in the U.S. of A. and in the Western Hemisphere that's listening. We have Trinidad, Tobago, Jamaica. Wow, We got them all. Everyone's on board tonight. Welcome to the remix, you guys. So good to have you in the house tonight. 646-652-2711. Now, the show that you're hearing tonight, as well as all of the shows that you'll be listening to, is available for you to download. And so all you have to do is come on over www.blogtalkradio.com/the remix. Now, it's a couple of ways you can listen. You can listen directly on your computer, and you don't have to go anywhere. Just click the button and play and listen right there. You can download it. So if you have any MTV device, you can download it and you can listen to that. If you have anything that supports iTunes or any of that, because the remix is on iTunes, you can actually listen via iTunes. You can click the iTunes button and it'll take it straight to your iTunes application for any of your iTunes things on your iPod, your iPad, your Mac, or whatever you're listening to. The remix is there for you, and you can get it. And, of course, you can always download the Remix app, which is an app that I gave to the Remix family as a gift. I think it's gone on maybe 2 years now. And so for those of you who have smartphones or Android phones, you can go to the Android market, just search for the Remix with Miss Blue. You'll see the logo there. Download it straight to your phone, and that way you'll never miss an episode of the remix. You can listen to the remix from there. You can send an email to me, share energy with me, all of that right there in that amazing app, as well as it will even connect you with the Know Your Magic line. So all of those good things are there and many, many ways for you guys to listen. Welcome to the remix, everyone. We're about to get ready to get into the share, and boy, do we have a share tonight. I want to say thank you to everyone who's been sending emails. I've been getting your emails from all over the world, and tonight what we did was something really, really cool, and we sort of kind of came up with this idea, you know, over here on the remix. That would be really, really cool. And I posted in the Remix Radio group, and by the way, you can go over to Facebook and search for the Remix Radio. All you have to do is click like. And once you click like, it's going to take you straight to the remix page. If you ever want to know if you're connected with those things of the remix, look for the logo. It's going to be there. And the remix logo is there. So we're going to get some questions, because earlier this week I posted on the Remix Family page and also in the Remix Radio page that if anyone had any questions for Brother Wayne Chandler tonight, that you can post your questions there. So we're going to kind of be doing some interaction with some of the topics we're going to be discussing tonight with Brother Wayne Chandler, and getting into that. We're going to be doing that over on the Remix page. You can also connect with Brother Wayne Chandler in his group that he has in the Remix page. And all of that information can be found right there below or in the show notes. And you can click the link and be a part of that group and keep up with Brother Wayne Chandler and all those great things that he has going on. So I want to encourage you guys, of course, to download, always download, get connected, stay connected, and be connected. We're going to dance a little bit and move our energy around before we welcome Brother Wayne Chandler to come in. And just to let you guys know, I love all the feedback that I've gotten from you guys from all over the world for the show Dream Makers. That we did, and I love that show because it was so sharing and sharing our dreams, and we'll get into a little bit of dreams tonight. It's going to be a great show tonight. Brother Wayne Chandler is going to come on. We're going to do some things we haven't done before and just kind of keep it, you know, psycho, sexy, cool. You know how we do, remix style, and get some wisdom and knowledge, of course, from the master teacher himself, Brother Wayne Chandler. So, let's get ready to dance. We're going to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue. And as we get ready to get into the share tonight, so yes, we're going to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue, and I want everyone to stand up. That's it. Stand up. Doesn't matter where you are. Just stand yourself up, and we're going to get ready to dance and get ready to get into the share. Here we go.
La 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 la, the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
All right. So we're going to kind of do a throwback here, but we're going to raise the energy up as we kind of move around a little bit. And, yeah, as we as we get ready to jam to this. So here we go, live in the remix. Everyone, yes, 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 yes. You are live in the remix. We're also going to be doing Twitter tonight. Esther's going to be holding down Twitter and also helping out with Facebook here as we welcome Brother Wayne Chandler to come in. And for those of you who are new and may not be familiar with Brother Wayne Chandler, I'll tell you a little bit about him, but definitely you'll get a chance to explore and connect yourself with Brother Wayne Chandler and his work and everything that he has going on. Brother Wayne Chandler is an author. He's a master teacher, a spiritual healer. And as I say, I can go on and on with all of these accolades and titles. To me, I consider Brother Wayne Chandler to be a very strong force of African air, which is about wisdom and about knowledge. And he encompasses all of this. He's the author of Ancient Future. It is a book that definitely needs to be a part of your study, a part of your work. A lot of things that are going on in our world right now, Brother Wayne Chandler spoke about in his book. And so it is about bridging these two times coming together, sort of the past with the present and also the future coming together, the era that we're in, the origin, and ancient future really speaks to all of that. So you definitely want to pick that up, as well as connect yourself with some of the amazing retreats that he does all over the world with brothers and sisters. So here's what we're going to do now. We're actually going to go ahead and welcome Brother Wayne Chandler. Welcome Brother Wayne Chandler to the forum right now. I'm going to find him. I know he is there. Peace and greetings to you, Brother Wayne. Greetings, Brother Wayne. Can you hear me? Okay, maybe that's not him. Hold on. Let's see. Here we go. I believe I found him. Peace and greetings, Brother Wayne.
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now, yes. A lot of people from your areas on the phone lines listening. So there you go. We are here. Peace and greetings to you, Brother Wayne. It's so good to have you in the house again.
It's great to be back in, believe me.
Wow, we have a lot of things that we're going to be covering here tonight, and it's so good to have you in the forum. We're going to be talking about what you've been up to. I'm excited to hear about that. And tonight, you guys are going to get a very, very special treat because Brother Wayne is also going to be doing live energy readings along with myself. How cool is that? To have the master, Brother Wayne Chandler, here to do energy readings. And so definitely you want to get on the phone lines for that. And then also we'll be doing a vision quest with you guys. Brother Wayne Chandler is going to take you on a journey, and we're going to do that. So we got a lot of things to cover. The first thing I want to talk to you about, Brother Wayne, is Friday night, the show that we did last Friday night was about dream makers. And really about following your dreams, those things that's in your heart, and just really kind of watching those things unfold in your life and just seeing how they unfold. And sometimes they do come through as physical dreams. So we did a lot of dream work in that particular show. But it was about those things of how things of the past and the present and sort of the future come together. I want you to start out as you begin to tell us a little bit about your journey. And tell us about some of the dreams that you had coming up as a young child and then as a young man, and now still where you are right now today.
That's a good question. I think starting out, you know, as you know, a young child, I was very much engaged in to nature and just the natural expressions of what that reality kind of dictates. I just had a kind of like an intrinsic connection to that. Mm-hmm. So saying that is to say that I was pretty much on automatic pilot for a good part of you know, my younger years, you know, my so-called formative years, my Wonder Bread,
right.
My Wonder Bread years, you know, so I found myself, you know, really connected, not knowing that I was being prepared internally. You know, when you're connected that deeply to the natural world, the natural landscape, of this reality, you know, you are being massaged, you know, internally and prepared, you know, for a much greater work. At that time, I could not identify specifically what that work was, but I just knew that I had like a very profound connection to things outside of the general stream of like human thought and consciousness.
Yeah. Yeah, so basically you knew you were different.
I knew I was weird, and everybody else knew it too.
You was a little different. Yeah. And so what was it? Because I know for myself and like for many, it wasn't so much about knowing sort of the end state, you know, because I think about some of the things that I do in my world. I never could imagine myself being at this moment doing the kind of work that I do. So at what point did you just, like you said, it was, you're just kind of being massaged. At what point did you know that you were trusting that inner voice within you and just really staying true to that and following that wherever it took you?
When I began doing, you know, my spiritual practices, I automatically began, you know, because it's part of, you know, the intrinsic theme that follows, you know, a true, authentic, you know, spiritual or internal practice, you know, to like
right.
just have a certain degree of faith. And with that faith, you know, comes a certain type of belief that things will manifest for you, will be magnetized to you
right.
as you envision them. A lot of it is about, you know, how your heart unfolds, how your heart opens. So, you know, it was almost, again, you know, like an automatic response where things that I put out into the world, you know, through the spiritual practices that I had involved myself with would manifest themselves. You know, and
right.
the more
yeah.
I began to see that, you know, the more I began to deepen my belief and to deepen, you know, my understanding that I have a certain degree of ability or
right.
internal or personal power to create the realities that I want. And I believe that that is something when it comes to like manifesting dreams and visions.
Yes. Yeah.
That's something, you know, that within our community, you know, we have been disconnected from. But it's
mm-hmm.
something that once you begin to see that you can bring things into a degree of fruition within your life, it
yeah.
builds on that ability for you to project and really release that power, that personal power to create and manifest all of the things that you want to have. And this is one of the keys, you know, of successful people, is that
yeah.
once they begin to, like, connect and begin to create things for themselves that they know they are personally bringing into, you know, manifestation, it only builds on that degree of personal power. And those smaller things become moderate to large to like really grandiose expressions of what they are able to manifest.
Beautiful. Yeah, so true. So far, Brother Wayne Chandler, what has been your biggest personal challenge?
My biggest personal challenge is and has been really trying to get sisters and brothers to flow along a certain stream of consciousness and investment into self so that they can, like, really experience through their own inner expansiveness their ability to create and manifest things that are outside of survival mode. That's been my biggest challenge. You know, this retreat that I just did in Jamaica was, I feel, one of my better retreats because for the first time in a very long time, I think maybe 2 years ago, I also had a very good representation of men on the retreat.
Yeah.
But usually, you know, that's just not the way things unfold. But this right. time, you know, I had 10 men on the retreat, and that felt awesome, because that's very, very challenging to get men motivated to begin to like manifest, you know, what is going on within their internal landscape and how to utilize their own personal power so that they don't have to flop around in survival mode as often as they do. You know, so a lot of my challenges since I have been moving along this particular theme in my life, you know, whether it was with Ivan Van Sertima, the writing,
right.
the lecturing, you know, to actually doing the workshops and
right.
The retreats, it has been to just get people that I know would ordinarily be interested in such information to show up.
Right. So, and that's beautiful to know. And really just to get that understanding, just as our people as a whole, to really begin to invest in themselves and then to see that manifestation is beautiful. What is your greatest accomplishment, you would say, thus far? What is the thing that Brother Wayne Chandler is just so most proud of when it comes to your work and your dreams so far that you've done?
Wow. I think just being able, you know, to disseminate the information that I've gathered, you know, during and over the course of my life and be able to put that out there to whomever is receptive to that information and have them work with that information to also advance themselves, you know, in a way that allows them to gain just more control, you know, over their
right.
their personal direction, over, you know, control over, you know, their life and their life direction. You know, that has to see that, you know, is quite an experience. It's quite humbling. Coming across people who have read Ancient Future and to hear
yeah.
that, you know, this book has changed their life and
oh yeah.
You know, I mean it just floors me every time I hear that, you know.
Yeah. It's an amazing,
you know, so yeah, I mean for me I don't think there can be a greater accomplishment than that, which mm-hmm. is the service to really aid and help and assist, you know, other human beings in achieving, like, you know, some degree of accomplishment with respect to their own personal direction.
Mm-hmm. And you've been doing this work for quite a long time. I don't even know how many years. I just know it's been a very long time that you've been doing this work. Do you still dream?
Do I still dream?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I've just really, oh, yeah, for sure. You know, when I was young, when I was a child, and I remember this so clearly, one of the things that I had as a child was to be able to lay in my bed every night. And I'm sure there are many of your listeners that if you go back, just kind of reflect
yeah.
back into those early periods of your childhood, how tuned in we really were,
yeah.
you know, as
oh, yeah.
as children. Because I could lay there in my bed just before falling off to sleep, focus on whatever it was that I wanted
mm-hmm.
to dream about that night, and just lock in to that vision
mm-hmm.
and just repeat in my mind what it is that I see and just say, I want to dream about blah, blah, I want to dream about blah, blah, I want to dream about,
yeah.
you know, just saying that in my head. And
yeah.
without fail, every single night I would dream about that. You know,
yeah.
so going through and just shedding a lot of the cultural distractions that we have been enculturated with, you know, you get back to to what it is to really create your dreams and what that is to manifest, you know. So, you know, it's been a few years, you know, it's been several years, but it is something that I have returned to as opposed to just walking with that consistently throughout my life. You know, I've had to shed a lot and then begin to remember who and what I was to get back into that place of, like, you know, creating my dreams and projecting that into my everyday reality.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Well, that's good. I love dreams. They are so important, like you said. And when we're a child, we're really in that innocent state where we can do these things effortlessly, you know, before the world began to start to tell us who we are and what we are.
Exactly.
As far as those things go, you know, that's one of the questions we do in the Kim Business class. We do this exercise about who were you before the world told you who you were. And
right.
So that's a question I want to pose to you. Who was Wayne Chandler before the world told you who Wayne Chandler was?
Yeah, I was like this, you know, young kid, you know, running around, like, spending more time in swamps, the forest, creeks, glens, climbing trees, catching bugs. You know, that was me.
Grimy,
I mean, my nickname in elementary school was Dr. Bugs. You know, I mean, that was my focus. Dr. Bugs, that was me. I hated that name. I hated it.
But it stands so true to what you do now. You know, often, you know, I can go back and look at things in my childhood and have flashes of certain things, you know, that people would call me or, you know, things that would happen and see it show up in my life today, you know, see how these things have just manifested themselves. When I think about everything that you do, because you do so much, you're a scholar, you're a teacher, a spiritual teacher, a healer, a researcher, and all of these different titles, and not even to just get on your brother, amazing brother, that has given so much not only to our people but to the world, and just continuing on your journey all the way. If you had to take a portion of your work and say what was the most fulfilling to you, could you choose?
Yeah, I would say the work that I'm doing now.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about that. Tell us about that from your perspective and why this is the most fulfilling for you at this particular time.
Well, because one thing is that, you know, it's a culmination, you know, of, I guess, many different streams of energetic experiences and thought, you know, which are feeding into creating the here and now, at least this moment, you know, in the here and now. And, you know, with that, you know, is a pretty holistic approach, you know, to how I'm living, you know, my current reality and how I'm able to, like, transfer that information to other individuals who also are interested in living and acquiring a more holistic reality of how, you know, they're carving out this place.
Beautiful. So that would be your healing work. I want to talk about a little bit about your spiritual healing work that you're speaking about here. And I know you have a lot of trips coming up. I always hear in the sessions, brothers and sisters who have taken some of your classes or have gone on some of the retreats that you have. And so I want to kind of talk about that and let people know how they can contact you if they're interested in having sort of going on some of these retreats or kind of coming to do sort of a face-to-face that you're having with some of these groups. and talk about where they're going to be. I know you have a retreat that's coming up, and this is coming up in June from the 16th through the 23rd, and this is the Serpent and the Yoni retreat. So tell us about that one.
Yeah, the Serpent and the Yoni is a retreat that was pretty much initiated by Brother Yusir Rahotep, and it's a joint venture between Yusir, myself, and Dr. Sunyata Amin out of Washington, D.C., and it focuses on, you know, the tantric and Taoist sexual alchemy practices, exactly, you know, what those are, you know, the practices that one needs to do to truly get into authentic internal transformation and internal cultivation of this life force, and how to utilize, you know, this force, you know, out in the world, you know, on a daily and in a daily context. One of the things, you know, that one of my teachers always said, you know, is eternal world peace is based on successful countries. A successful country is based on successful societies. A successful society is based on successful families. A successful family is based on successful marriage. A successful marriage is based on successful sex. Transcendental sex equals world peace. So when you get into, you know, the nature of what really constitutes authentic sexual power and
right,
how to utilize this, you're talking about shifting and changing, really not even just the transformation of it, but truly a transcendental experience of what constitutes sexual experience to create bountiful health and spiritual fortitude that moves from one generation to the next and affects not only the immediate family, but also the community at large.
Beautiful. It's going to be an amazing retreat to go on, and just about building healthy relationships and really understanding that on so many different levels. And so if someone was interested and they were thinking about coming on this retreat, what do they need to do to get in contact?
They could go. It's being advertised on Facebook. They could they could go to my front page, my timeline, or the timeline of Yusir Rahotep. It's also on his front page as well. Or they could Google yogaskills.com. Just go to www.yogaskills, that's yogaskills.com, and they can get all of the information pertaining to the Serpent and the Yoni. This is one of the alchemy of empowerment retreats that is being offered here. It will be in Montego Bay, Jamaica, where we do a lot of our retreats. So, again, you'll be able to be in the backdrop of some very, very, not only just the energy that you'll be receiving through instruction, but also just the landscape of where a lot of the teaching and instruction will be taking place.
Mm-hmm.
I think Mangles will be in season 2.
Oh, wow. Beautiful. And the brother, Baba Yasir Hotep, has been on the remix before as well, too. And so yoga skills, you guys, you can go there, find all the information, as well as you can also go over to Facebook and either go to Yasir Hotep's page or you can go to Brother Wayne Chandler's page and find out that information. You're also going to be in the UK as well, too.
Yes, I'm going to be in the UK the latter part of April, and that I'm really looking forward to. It's been a little while, you know. It's been a few years, you know, since I have been in the UK, so it's something that I'm really, really looking forward to, and I really can't wait.
It's going to be great. And you're going to be going to Manchester as well as Birmingham, correct?
Yeah, I'll be doing Manchester, Birmingham, and London.
And London. Beautiful. So all of you UK families out there, you guys, you definitely want to contact Brother Wayne Chandler. Find out, how can they find out more about where you're going to be, the location, and just make that connection. Facebook, too?
It is not on Facebook just as of yet. There is a the sister that is bringing me there. Her name is Iyembe, and I believe she lives in Birmingham. I'm not completely or totally sure about that, but yeah, she's going to be responsible for bringing me there. And anyone that wants more information, I would suggest that they email her, which is Iyembe9, which is EYMB, the numeral 9, at hotmail.co.uk. That's EYMB, the numeral 9, at hotmail.co.uk.
Beautiful.
And she can give whoever is interested more information about that.
Beautiful. And then August, you're going to be doing sort of your retreat that you do kind of on an annual basis. And let's talk a little bit about that and how people can connect.
Yeah, the I want to follow the same theme that I did this previous retreat, which just ended about a week ago. And if that, I guess, yeah, just a week ago. We ended last Saturday, and the retreat was phenomenal. I mean, it was very, very powerful. I had, there was a sister who came who was very schooled and learned in the female practices, so she worked exclusively with the women, teaching the women specific health-based practices for them, just for women, you know, to maintain a certain level of vibrational frequency in the organs, as well as, you know, working with, you know, menstruation and, you know, just the cultivation of specific feminine-based energies. You know, so that was something that many of the women who were on this particular retreat came up to me individually and just were like, wow, you know, I am so glad, you know, that you brought this sister. Her name is Anika Francis, and she really added, you know, a very deep component to the retreat. And then I brought a brother by the name of Diallo Johnson, who's very learned in Merkaba activation. And so, you know, we were able to get exposed and actually create the, you know, Merkaba geometric portal, you know, that exists around the body and activate that, fuse it, and begin utilizing that. So that was also a very, very powerful addition. So when you add all of the different factors together, it was an awesome retreat. I want to follow suit, you know, in August, you know, with the upcoming retreat, and just do another repeat of that.
Beautiful, beautiful. And also for you guys to also know that Brother Wayne Chandler is available for readings, one-on-one consultations, I guess the energy healing sessions. And you do them by Skype, you do them by phone, and you guys can contact Brother Wayne Chandler at 216-491-4708. And you can find out more about that information. And also for groups, because I know you're going to be doing a group at the end of March. You'll be doing some groups. So if you guys got a group of people together and you want Brother Wayne Chandler to come connect with your group, definitely reach out as well, too. So all kinds of ways that you can begin to start incorporating. Really, it's more than healing at this particular point. Just really incorporate this energy into your life and just learning how to move this life force energy within you and heal yourself, elevate yourself, whatever you want to do. Manifest things into this physical reality because there is no stop to it. It is the currency of the universe and really just getting in sync with that energy. So beautiful.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I'll be in New York the end of March for your New York family, you know, doing something the weekend of the 23rd.
All right, Brother Wayne, we're going to keep going. We're live in the Remix, everyone, and we're speaking with Brother Wayne Chandler here, having an amazing share. We're going to be doing a couple of things tonight, and we're just kind of going along with the flow there. I want to talk about, let's talk about what chi is. So for people who are new and really don't understand about energy, how it works, how we can use it to heal ourselves, to elevate ourselves, and just really to manifest things into this physical reality, talk to us about what chi is and how it impacts us in our bodies.
Yeah, chi, basically, chi is life force, you know. I mean, it's literally means, like, that which gives life. It's what differentiates, like, a human being, you know, from a corpse. We as human beings, you know, have two major or distinct types of chi. We have what's called original chi and that which is called acquired chi. Original chi is the life force that you come onto the planet with.
Mm-hmm.
It's your pure, like, unadulterated, untainted life energy that you get a certain based on your genetic design. You know, you get a specific amount of this life force to do with, you know, whatever you may want to do with it in terms of manifesting and creating things for yourself. The problem is that with our original chi, more times than not, we recklessly misuse it. We recklessly expend it in a way that really isn't constructive, and more than not, it's destructive, because once you lose your original chi, your original life force, unless you understand and have developed certain very deeply, alchemical-based practices, internal practices, you can't replace that. Once your original chi is gone, it's gone. You know, so one of the ways that men lose original chi is like through ejaculation. You know, one of the ways that women lose original chi is through menstruation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so one of the things that you just want to be mindful of you know, are your stores of original chi, and how to guard them. Acquired chi is basically chi that you kind of utilize in the course of a day, and you can replenish that chi through just the air that you breathe, the fluids that you drink, and the food that you consume. So acquired chi is chi that basically comes in, settles in the body, and it's like putting money into a bank on a daily basis. By the end of the day, you have completely and totally exhausted that particular daily investment. And so the next day after you rest, because sleep is like just immeasurable in terms of the importance of rebuilding, you know, your levels, you know, of acquired chi. You know,
right.
So the next morning when you awaken, it becomes very important, you know, you take in sustenance and begin rebuilding your stores of acquired chi that you will, during the course of that day, expend. And so that's the cycle that we undergo with the building, the utilizing, you know, the extinguishing of acquired chi. So when we talk about qigong basically, literally, you know, means energy work, and it's the science or the practice of controlling the movement of life force or this chi internally.
Right.
And even though you begin by using the breath, or you can use actually arm movements which activate and stimulate certain meridian or nadic responses, eventually you use only the mind to control this. You know, so when you talk about and you ask the question, well, what is qigong? Qigong,
right,
in its essence, and this in terms of how I define it, is a multidimensional science which takes a normal or inferior human being and makes them a superior human being by creating superb physical health, a profound or great clarity of mind,
mm-hmm,
a disciplined will, and the release, the cultivation, and the release of suppressed abilities, talents, or powers.
Mm. Mm. Yeah. Very powerful. Very powerful. We are live in the remix with Brother Wayne Chandler as we continue here. I want to invite everyone to go over. If you guys are on Twitter, Esther is holding down Twitter over there, and you can go ahead and get over on Twitter and keep the discussion going there. #remixancientwisdom is how you're going to connect. So remix, all one word, ancient wisdom, and talk about it on Twitter. Also over on the Facebook Remix Radio page, are you losing chi? So lots of discussion going on in the chat room. Brothers are talking about, so stop masturbating, stop ejaculating. How do we stop this? There's a lot of discussion, Brother Wayne, that goes on, even in the holistic community, about this not ejaculating for brothers, that this can also be harmful. What do you say to those who say that not ejaculating is harmful to the body?
Yeah, I mean, ejaculation is very harmful to the body. But again, you know, people aren't going to stop doing something unless they really understand what it's doing to them when they actually engage in the act.
Right.
So just to throw out a few things, let me see, what probably one of the more outstanding
mm-hmm,
elements that one could, you know, a man could relate to is that first, to understand that each time a man ejaculates, he ejaculates somewhere between 200 million to 500 million sperm cells from his body. The average male has about 5,000 ejaculations in a lifetime. This equals about 5 gallons of semen. Now, if you've ever seen one of those 5-gallon water jugs,
yes,
you're talking about filling that up to the very top, on an average, with semen. That's how much life force a man uses and loses, because semen is what the body uses alchemically to create pure life force or chi.
Right.
So when you look at like just the structure, the molecular structure of semen and brain tissue are very similar. So when you have a man that ejaculates excessively, the extra needed energy when that man becomes deficient in life force is taken from the brain. So you literally become brain dead because the body now is beginning to break down brain tissue to replace all of the stores of semen that you have ejaculated.
Okay, so that makes sense to me when we begin to look at this. I see everybody in the chat room, lots of discussions going on about that. Let's talk about it from the perspective of women, where our bodies are naturally going through the process of when we have our menses every single month. And so I want to hear what your take is on that for sisters.
Well, the thing... The loss of blood is equivalent to the loss of semen for men. So that's why in the higher levels of Qigong practice, you actually have practices that you do where when a woman bleeds more than 1.5 to 2 days, at that particular point, her body is no longer in a state of like purification or creating a depurative condition. You know, it's in a state of hemorrhaging.
Right.
And once the body goes into a state of hemorrhaging, then at that particular point in time, certain compounds, biochemical compounds, hormones, you know, and other types, you know, of chemical constituents are formulated and released or lost, you know. And once that happens, you know, then the woman's body is at risk. For example, two of the compounds that are created when the body goes into a state of hemorrhaging, you know, is adrenaline, excess adrenaline, and cortisol. Both of these really excite excessive organ activity and literally overstimulate via introducing excess heat into those organs, you know, a very degenerative condition. You know, so it becomes essential, you know, that a woman on two levels. One is that as she moves into the level of hemorrhaging, that these compounds are manufactured and released into the body, which does extensive damage, you know, to the organs of her body. And the other is that the loss, the physical loss of blood, you know, is actual blood that is converted, literally converted into chi. So there's a direct loss of life force through the blood of a woman as it is through the semen of a man.
So talk to me about this, because I know even with me and my holistic practice that I do, and I see a lot of these conditions with women as well, too, that have gone through this, and even in my earlier stages as a woman having some of these. What about women who have gone through what we call, which is really, really interesting here in the West, menopause?
I mean, menopause is basically, the way I look at menopause is like this. It's a condition that one arrives at, you know, unnaturally.
Yeah.
And in so doing, when many women begin to embrace specific types of regenerative practices,
mm-hmm.
they actually begin their cycle again.
Right. And this is what the reason I bring that up, because it to me, and help me to understand this, it almost seems like an oxymoron. We say, women, you lose blood. If you lose more than 2.5 days, 3 days, then you're hemorrhaging. But if you go into menopause, then that's not healthy. Women who are typically in the East, they don't even have menopause. There's no such thing for it. So what happens to the body that you've seen for women who begin to menopause themselves, which actually they stop, a big part of that is they stop the menses process. So their cycle stops, the blood stays internal, but then everything else starts to go out of whack. Is this just because of our conditioning here in the West that somehow we feel something is wrong, or is the body rejecting the fact that there is no menses coming out?
I think the bottom line is what you initially stated, which is through our thoughts, you know, we're locked into, for lack of a better expression, a death dance.
Yes.
You know, and as long as we believe that this is what happens to the body mind,
mm-hmm.
then that's exactly what's going to happen. And so
right.
we actually initiate certain, you know, biological response mechanisms that begin to literally shut off our connection to longevity.
Yes.
And it's done through really what we believe. Our belief
mm-hmm.
is what sets the whole process in motion.
It sure is.
So even though a woman reaches a certain age where she is no longer bleeding, the amount of blood that she has lost up until that time has set the stage for, you know, the rest of her life in a very degenerative condition, which will move between, you know, Alzheimer's to osteoporosis,
mm-hmm.
chronic osteoporosis, you know, because of all that has been lost prior to the cessation of the, you know, the menses. So
right.
with regenerative practices, you know, and this is why for me it's so important, like if I can catch women between the age of 30 and 40,
right,
a lot of that can be shifted.
Mm-hmm.
A lot can be shifted. If I can catch them between 20 and 30, you know, the sky is the limit.
Right, right.
You know, because where a woman starts, you know, doing these types of regenerative practices, that's where the body will remain in terms of its biochemical and physiological chronology.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It is. And it's so important that we understand
like you said, not only how these things are impacting us today, but what it's going to do to us in the future.
Yeah, it's all about how these particular types of acts or actions set the stage for creating tomorrow's reality.
Yes, yes, beautiful, beautiful, yes, beautiful. We're live with Brother Wayne Chandler, you guys, right here in the Remix. So, Brother Wayne, now that we're talking about that and really sort of kind of understanding more about chi and to certain areas of how it impacts us, I know one of the things that we're going to go through tonight is actually sort of a body clock and talk about the different cycles of chi and how that impacts us at a certain time, where there is a great time that we can really begin to see where our imbalances is with our chi and how that impacts us on all different levels, and also how we can just really begin to understand how this energy is moving through our bodies.
Well, looking at it from that particular standpoint, I mean, you want to look at, the organs, because the organs of the human body is what really enlivens, you know, the body in various ways. Like,
yes,
in terms of our physicality, our external physicality, all of our external physicality is maintained through the dissemination of life force coming out of the organs and the glands of the human body. So once the organs and the glands begin to go or find themselves in a degenerative state or process, you know, then automatically you begin to see certain types of so-called, imperfections in the physical form, you know, that can be identified, visually. So when we look at the organs, all the organs are pretty much broken down like into different elements. You have the organs that fall within the water category.
Right.
You have organs that fall within the category of fire, earth,
yes,
metal,
and wood.
And wood.
Yes.
Each one of these particular categories has a very specific time when this particular organ is most active and is more set in a state to absorb and regenerate itself.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can lend to the process of regeneration during this particular time, then you aid in making this particular organ more powerful, more deliberate in what it is that it's supposed to do in your body.
Mm-hmm.
For example, the liver, you know, is under the category of wood. It moves in conjunction and operates in conjunction with the gallbladder.
Right.
The time for the liver is like 1 a.m. to 3 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
The time for the gallbladder is 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. So you see how one feeds into the other. Now,
yeah,
when you look at, the liver within itself has 500 basic functions in men and 900 basic functions in women. So the liver is like one of the main controlling factors in the human body, just by the fact that it establishes the whole mechanism of metabolism.
Mm-hmm.
So what I like to do is just kind of go through some of the emotions and give the times, for when these different organs are most active and most susceptible to the regenerative process.
That's beautiful. I want to tell everyone as we're getting ready to get into this that you can grab a piece of paper and begin to just make a very big circle on your paper, and you're going to make a clock so you can kind of make your own body clock so you can understand the cycles of chi and how they're moving through these major organs. And also with the information that Elaine Chandler gives you, put the emotions there. So the next time that you're somewhere and you kind of got that stink face, that ugly face, you know what you're doing internally, how you're tearing up your body. All right. Brother Wayne? Oh, let's see if Brother Wayne is still with us. Oh, I think his call dropped. So, Brother Wayne should be back here in just a second. And just a second, hopefully he gets to call in. If not, he'll be calling me. Hopefully the phone lines are not full so we can continue our discussion here. I put in the chat room 900 functions. The liver has 900 functions for women, and it has 500 functionalities for men. So that's what we were talking about earlier. So we're going to wait for Brother Wayne Chandler. Hopefully he calls us back. Press 1, Brother Wayne, if you're on the phone line. Where you at? Where you at? I think y'all are going to have to hang up so Brother Wayne Chandler can get on the phone line. Somebody's going to have to hang up. Hopefully he'll be back here with us in just a second. In the meantime, you guys can get yourself over to Twitter and remix Ancient Wisdom. Pound sign, hashtag, is how you're going to get yourself in. And Esther's over there on Twitter. And also, I put the question up on Facebook in the Remix Radio group. Are you losing chi? And for you to get yourself over there. I see you guys are over there commenting on the question. Ah, Cece says yes, and I want it all back. Miss Barry says, she likes this. I guess Miss Barry's losing a little bit of chi, too. And Charles says, I believe I am losing some chi. So, you know, we have some people losing chi over there. So want to kind of connect you guys over there. Let's see if we can find Brother Wayne Chandler. Find him out in the cosmos. I bet he can't get in. I bet he can't. Let's see. Let me see if I can call him back. Let me see if I can call him back so we can get him back on phone lines. And, oh, my goodness. Let's see if he is on the phone lines here. I'm going to try to call Brother Wayne. So let's see. Let's see if we can call him and we can get him in. See if we can call him. Only in the remix. I don't know about you guys, but I'm loving the share.
Hello?
Yes, Brother Wayne. There you are. I said, you guys, somebody better hang up. Brother Wayne Chandler can't get in.
I've been trying to get in big time. Yeah.
Okay.
They're like, sorry, it's full. Come back. Yes. Come back tomorrow.
100s of people are on the phone lines. Nobody wanted to hang up, Wayne. I said, okay, so we're going to have to try to call Brother Wayne so we can continue with the show here. Okay, so good. We're glad we have you back, and you're right here with me. And everyone is getting themselves ready so that they can begin to get their body clocks together and understand the cycles of chi and also the emotions to go along with it. So we're ready when you are.
Okay.
We can just kind of go down the line. I know we did the liver and the gallbladder and wherever else you want to go.
Okay.
The lungs maybe.
So let's look at the liver. We did liver is 1 a.m. to 3 a.m.
Okay.
And the emotions that are affiliated with the liver, is depression, despair. I'm sorry. Let me back that up a little bit. Let's go through some of the things that impact the liver, if you drink, like alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
If you drink a lot of alcohol, then that's one of the things that you want to, like, really kind of minimize in terms of your consumption.
Mm-hmm.
If you are a person that is very sensitive to emotional frequencies and you find that there are a lot of things out in the world that really bother you, that bug you, then, you know, you may want to actually write things down on a piece of paper
mm-hmm.
of what really bothers you.
Yes, to get it out.
If you're really, really extreme in that, then, yeah, get a pillow. Punch a pillow. Scream under the water, you know?
That's it.
But the liver deals, you know, a lot, you know, with anger, you know? And so the thing with anger is that once anger gets into your body, anger can stay in the body, therefore in the liver, for like up to 7 days.
Mm.
When you get angry, your body releases an enzyme that immediately lowers consciousness and IQ. And that's why we're able to do and say the things that we do and say when we get angry.
Right.
And then we stop when our mind's clear and we look back on that individual that said and did all of those things and we go, well, I'll be damned. How could I? Oh, baby, I'm sorry. That wasn't me. It wasn't me. I don't even know who that person was. And you're right. You're literally turned in to someone else. You know, so with anger, one of the things that you want to do is when you feel anger rising, you want to take the tip of your tongue and you want to put it along the roof of the mouth and you want to connect to the heart system, which is the small indentation that runs along that ridge. There's one indentation right behind the front teeth. There's another indentation that is right in the middle of that ridge, and that's the heart point. You want to just take the very tip of your tongue and just connect it to the heart point, and you want to breathe. And that's going to create a level of relaxation that will allow you to regain control.
Beautiful.
The heart is the only organ in the human body that can transform low base or negative emotional frequencies into higher emotional frequencies.
The gateway.
Definitely.
Beautiful.
So, going into the lung. The lung is from like 3 a.m. to 5 a.m.
And that's metal, right? That's going to connect with metal?
Yeah, the lung is metal.
Further away?
Yes.
Oh, I thought we lost you again.
No, Yeah, the lung is metal. The emotions that are connected to the lungs, the low base are grief and sadness or despair. Sometimes I just use despair, but
yeah.
Grief and sadness. And, of course, the positive aspect of the lung, you know, is that of, you know, courage, that of strength.
Yes.
That's why, you know, when you look at all those superheroes in the comic book, well, they're not even in the comic books anymore. They're like, you know, on celluloid
in
the theaters.
Yeah.
That's right. You know, they have those big chests that really, you know, like pow, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I got good lung energy. You know, that's what they're saying. You know, I got lots of courage. I got lots of strength. I can bend metal with my teeth. So the lungs are very important because it's through the lung that we absorb terrestrial as well as cosmic energy through the breath. And the lungs are responsible for taking that quality of life force or chi and disseminating that throughout the entire body, making its way into every organ in our internal landscape.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you know, when you're feeling grief, when you're feeling sadness, to breathe deeply will help to release the despair. And again, applying Kachari Mudra or a tongue connection is so important.
Yes, beautiful.
Let's see. Let's go to the spleen. Let's look at the spleen.
Mhm. And the spleen is earth, right?
Yeah, the spleen is earth. The spleen works in conjunction with the pancreas and the stomach.
Mhm.
And the spleen is 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. And the stomach is 7 a.m. to 9 a.m.
Mm-hmm. So it looks like everything is moving in like a 2-hour cycle, kind of like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting, yeah. The yin and the yang, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because, I mean, the stomach is the yang companion, you know, to the yin spleen.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Beautiful. And some of the emotions as it's connected with these particular two.
So the emotions with those two, you're dealing with anxiety, you know, stress, worry. Those are the emotional fields that really create imbalance in those two particular organs in the body. And then if you have like a strong sugar addiction, which most Americans have,
mm-hmm.
or maybe even just most people in the Western Hemisphere, you know, you weaken, you know, the spleen and the stomach, but even more specifically the spleen, more so because it deals with overseeing the consumption and the balancing of sweet in the body.
Mm. Beautiful, beautiful. Got it. And so next?
Let's look at the kidneys. Let's look at the kidneys. The kidneys in association with the bladder.
So that's water.
Yeah.
That was the easy one. That's water.
That definitely is water. And the kidneys operate between 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. And the bladder is operating between 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Now, kidneys are really profound because they really carry one of the most dominant emotional fields that we experience in this culture, and that emotional field is the field of fear.
I can see that, yeah.
So the kidney energy, the kidneys are very powerful because they have a very multidimensional responsibility in the human body. One thing that the kidneys do is that the kidneys hold all of our sexual energy. So when you cultivate sexual force and power, it's stored and retained in the kidney. When the kidneys become weak because of the amount of fear that most of us are dealing with on a daily basis, it automatically begins to weaken the sexual function. So the weaker the kidneys become, the weaker the sexual function becomes. When you are being formed, when the fetus is being formed and the organs inside are being developed, you can actually see this with the development of when the kidneys are just pretty much like a one mass of tissue, and then over a period of time there will be a seam that will begin to develop and then literally make its way around the circumference of this mass of tissue and will deepen and deepen until finally the outside of this tissue will slough off and drop down and becomes the ovaries in women and the testes in men. And it's held together by these two thin strands of tissue called the ureters. Now, this shows the physical connection between the sexual energy and the kidney in our physical life. Energetically, when the kidney is impaired, it impacts our ability to get a rise if you're a man and to be engaged emotionally, you know, if you're a woman. On a spiritual level, kidney packing and kidney breathing is very powerful because it activates through the meridians that run from the kidney into two small-sized glands in the brain called the amygdala, which in turn activate the pituitary, which when engaged activates the ajna chakra and opens up one's ability for extrasensory perception. So through doing kidney breathing and kidney packing, you can activate ESP.
Beautiful. And also, one of the things that I've seen Brother Wang too is when it comes to a lot of the energy dealing with the kidney, when they have been missed and when they're out of balance, it goes back to a lot of needs that we've missed sort of as kids. So I always remember it like kid needs.
Right.
Your child, your inner child, the kidneys. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I mean, yeah. I mean, because each organ, I mean, it has its corresponding sense. You know, so when you look at the kidney and its shape, its form, you know, it's very fetal.
Yes, Dave.
And when you look at the ear, of which the kidney corresponds to, the ear is also very fetal. So you can see, you know, this relationship and this divine genius that goes into the actual construction, you know, of the organ, and then the actual organ on the outside of the body, or the sense that corresponds to that.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that people can do just through dealing with the kidney and the bladder, because in a 24-hour period, your kidneys are roughly about the size of your ears. Within a 24-hour period, your kidney literally filters 42,000 cups of water and 1,700 quarts of blood. So this organ works continuously, you know, and so we want to stop and think about what the body needs, what our organs need to help make them just work more efficiently, more effectively, and, you know, what we put into our bodies. You know, like, for example, you know, during the kidney time or even the bladder time, if you want to just deal with the bladder, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m., you know, just drink some hot, warm water with lemon during this peak time, you know, and this will help to cleanse the bladder immediately.
Beautiful, yes. Great information. Yeah. So what's next?
So let's look at the heart. And heart energy is 11 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Are we in heart energy right now, some of us?
Yeah.
Depending on what part of the world we're in. We're in the fire. We're in that heart energy right now.
You know, so the heart, I mean, like I said earlier, the heart is the only organ in the human body that can take a low base negative emotional frequency and transform it into a higher base positive emotional frequency. The positive emotions of the heart, you know, of course, is love, 10 forms of love, and of course, unconditional being in the highest, expressing divine love. But other emotions are joy, peace, tranquility. When we're out of sync in our heart energy, we're more susceptible, you know, of course, to jealousy, feeling joyless. We're more susceptible to envy, that which we refer to as hatred. And so when we encompass these different emotional fields, what happens, like, with low base or negative emotional fields is that they literally generate heat. They create a surge of extreme heat that attempts to penetrate the organ that it is affiliated or associated with. So for the heart, if you're feeling envy, jealousy, hatred, the way the heart is imbalanced is that those particular emotional fields create a very powerful surge of like heat energy that ordinarily would be neutralized by what's called the cooling sac, which is a type of fascia or tissue that is on the outside that outlines every organ in our body. And its responsibility is to neutralize the heat that comes from low base emotional fields. But if you're a person that is finding yourself in the throes of these negative low base emotional fields more times than not, then over a period of time, this cooling sac, you know, gets overrun. And it's no longer able to, like, neutralize this heat energy that's coming from these low base or negative emotional fields, and they begin to penetrate the actual organ itself. And once that begins to happen, then the organ is at risk.
Interesting.
You know, so some of the foods that are good for, like, rebalancing the heart or the heart energy, heart chi, cayenne.
Love cayenne.
Yeah, cayenne is great for the heart. Great for the heart. Fruits like cherries and papaya and watermelon are also very good for the heart. So, yeah, I think that's kind of our run, you know. I think we covered everything.
Yes. I think definitely we did. We got the gist of everything in there, of the major organs, which is really, really just important to understand about how sort of this chi is moving through, how the emotions play a part, you know, and how to really begin to transform it. So beautiful. You guys,
yeah.
You have your body clock.
I mean, it's like, because whatever organ you're focusing on, like say you're focusing on the liver, you know, you're also bringing into play the gallbladder just because of your focus on the liver, you know, because the liver and the gallbladder work in conjunction with each other. The lung and the large intestine work in conjunction with each other, you know. The heart, which we just got finished, you know, speaking on, works in conjunction with the small intestine. You know, so when you pay attention to one of these particular organs, you're also bringing into awareness the other organ that is associated or affiliated with it. It's yin or yang, you know, companion.
Beautiful, beautiful. Oh, amazing. Thank you so much for sharing that information with us, Brother Wayne Chandler. And also, I just kind of want to connect with you guys. You guys are PMing me on Facebook, Twitter, everywhere, right here in the chat room. So I want to give out Brother Wayne Chandler's contact information again. And also in the show notes, you guys, just right here on the Remix page, you can click. It'll take you straight to Brother Wayne Chandler's Facebook group, where you can find out all things Wayne Chandler and kind of where in the world he's at and what he's doing. You can do that. And also, if you're interested in a one-on-one consultation, and you can do that from anywhere in the world, so it doesn't matter, using Skype or the phone, you can call Brother Wayne Chandler at 216-491-4708. Don't call him now because he's on the show, but lock that number in and give him a call. So as we continue, I think this is great. You know, everyone is kind of getting discussions in about different foods and all kinds of things and what they can begin to start doing to really kind of keep our minds, our bodies, and our spirits kind of healthy and keep evolving ourselves, which is what this is all about. I think it's a great time that we start to get ready to do the vision quest. What do you feel? How do you feel about that?
You know, there was a movie called Vision Quest.
Is it really?
I haven't seen that.
Vision Quest. Well, I call them Spirit Quest, but Vision Quest and Spirit Quest. We're going to do this. You guys, this was something that me and Brother Wayne Chandler put together maybe about 15, 20 minutes before the show, literally. Like, we did it right then. And so,
how about 10 or 8 minutes before the show?
Yeah. 10 or 8 minutes before the show. And I just love Brother Wayne Chandler. You're such a beautiful spirit and a beautiful sport because he just kind of went with this and we did it. It was amazing. And so we're going to do it for you guys. So we're going to get ready to do the vision quest. And then after that, Brother Wayne Chandler and myself, we're going to be doing readings here live. So really, really just some great things for you guys here tonight in the share. Kind of give you a taste of what Brother Wayne Chandler does out there. So here's what I want you guys to do to kind of get yourself comfortable, get in a nice position, and we're going to get ready to do the vision quest. Brother Wayne Chandler, tell them where we're going to take them on the vision quest and where that island is, and maybe just a little bit about it for people who've never been.
Yeah, we're going to go to the island of St. John, which is in the American Virgin Islands. And we're on that island. You know, there is a beach that is one of the most beautiful beaches in the world that's called Trunk Bay. And Trunk Bay is it's outlined by a line or grove of woods that are made up of coconut palms. And you go through the coconut palms to get to the beach. So those are like some of the more enticing and beautiful elements, you know, of Trunk Bay. And then when you look out into the water, you can actually see there's a little island that sits out in the middle of the ocean that you can actually swim out to and crawl up on and, you know, get kissed by all kinds of fish as you make your way there and get freaked out. Oh, we're not doing the freaked out part on this. Reliving my own experience, you know.
A beautiful one, no doubt. What I did, for those of you who could not catch that visual, I did also put a picture up right here. If for those of you in chat, you'll see the little island that Brother Wayne is talking about, and you'll actually get a chance to see Trunk Bay, really one of the most voted, one of the most beautiful beaches in the world. And really, really just an amazing place to visit. And, yeah, you'll get to see everything. It's right there. So you guys who are in the chat room and you're looking at it, or if you're looking at it at the after hours, you're able to still see that. Yes. So you'll be able to see that. So it's going to be beautiful. Well, we're going to get ready to do the vision quest. Everyone get themselves nice and relaxed. And we're going to go to this. So we'll be going to Trunk Bay with yours truly, Brother Wayne Chandler. And, of course, me, Miss Blue. I'll be there with you guys, too. So here we go.
All right, let us begin. I want you to look up ahead, and you will see a beautiful tropical forest. I want you to begin to start walking towards the forest. Now, as you get closer and closer into the forest, I want you to listen very closely. And you can begin to hear the waves up ahead. As you continue to walk through the forest, you can smell the ocean. The air is nice and mist and warm. You can feel the cool breeze as it's coming through the trees. You're walking along the path, and you're getting closer and closer to the sea. That's it. Now, as you keep walking towards the edge of the trees, if you look ahead, you can begin to see from just the sky up above, as it begins to just illuminate the aqua water of the ocean ahead. Start walking. You're almost to the edge of the forest. And so now, as you're walking out of the forest, if you look ahead, you see a long stretch of white sand. The sand is very soft. It feels like powder. So, take off your shoes very quickly, and I want you to begin to start walking towards the water, walking on the sand, walking on the beach. That's it. As you get closer, you can hear the crashing waves coming on shore, and you can even smell the salt water and the beach. That's it. Walk all the way up to the edge, right there. You can look into the water and see this nice blue-green color. You can see the waves splashing, the mist on your skin. That's it. Don't go any further. Don't go into the water. Stand right there. Now, here's what I want you to do. I want you to close your eyes. That's it. Close your eyes and just relax. Feel the energy as it begins to move through your whole entire body, from the top of your head all the way down to the base of your feet, where the sand is. Right there. Just relax. Just relax.
And feel the air. Embracing the internal portal in the body that generates life, expresses life, picking now the right arm and folding it against your chest, and then your left over the right, inhaling deeply. Now center the breath down in and around the navel, the lower portion of the stomach. And inhale to a count of seven. And hold. And exhale to a count of seven. And hold. Now take your tongue. And lightly take the very tip of your tongue and place it along the edge at the roof of your mouth. Just lightly touching, kissing the very top of the mouth. Keeping that same rhythm, you now want to inhale seven. Hold. One, exhale seven, and hold one. Keeping rhythm going, you now want to allow a very gentle sound to cross the lips, turning the lips up at the corner very lightly, very gently, creating a very pleasant but engaging smell of upon your face, taking your awareness to your as you breathe. Allow the heart to speak, to connect with you as you smile into it. Thank the heart for all of what it does for you. Thank the heart for the light that it generates, keeping you vital, strong, keeping you in touch with so many other emotion frequencies, allowing the heart to be the controller of the body that it is, knowing that it is the only organ in the body that transform active emotion to a much higher force, much positive, much more positive and energizing force. Take your awareness down into the lungs. Allow the feelings of excitement, strength, and courage to permeate throughout the lungs, expanding the chest, feeling the strength it generates, feeling the courage that it generates, moving through life without fear, engaging the challenges that you come about every single day to some degree, either way. But being steadfast in those challenges, rise above and stepping over them, using what you have at your disposal to create the kind of day that you need to have, that will turn into the week that you want to have, that will turn into the month that you want for yourself, the years to follow, as you carve and manifest the destiny that you yourself suchly and deeply deserve. Smile into the kidneys, allowing them to relax, the gentleness of smiling energy, creating a level of serenity, peacefulness. Smile into the liver, removing all angst and anger, allowing kindness to blossom. Allowing the expression of patience, that patience that is also needed in order to perceive and embrace and express the necessary realities that reflect our inner knowing, our inner being that comes through the elements that only patience can bring. Smile into the body, allowing this energy to flow from head to toe. Smile into the eyes, the lips, and the feet. Smile into all of those areas. Body connects, and the organs meet. With your arms enveloped, crossed in your chest,
you've done your best. Love self. All that you are. And create that vision.
All right. You are live in the remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, along with Brother Wayne Chandler, joining us here tonight. And we'll give you guys just a second to sort of kind of bring yourself back. And when you do, you can just put a heart in the chat room. Or you can definitely just let us know, either way, that you're back. And you got a chance to go on the vision quest and take yourself to Trunk Bay Island there and just kind of really. Oh, yes, I see you guys. Yes, beautiful. Wow, that was so cool to do, Brother Wayne Chandler. That was so cool to do. I'm getting all kind of notes from people all over. Y'all are a trip. They loved it. Definitely, you know, that was one. I thank Brother Wayne Chandler so much. For just being open. People were giving you accolades. They're saying that was wonderful, that was beautiful, it was so nice, and just beautiful. very relaxing, for real, and they just really enjoyed it. We're going to do more, and maybe we'll do it with more than 8 minutes before the show. So all of the accolades going out, so amazing. Well, you know, was sort of our intention, so we're really, really glad that you guys received that, and you guys received that and really, really enjoyed that. So they loved it. That was cool. That was really, really cool. It was such an honor to do that with you, Brother Wayne. It really was. I enjoyed
Likewise.
It. Yeah, that was beautiful. Wow. Well, you guys, we have about an hour left to go in this amazing share here with Brother Wayne Chandler. And Brother Wayne Chandler, before we get ready to open up the phone lines, because I just want to just go ahead and tell you, I know you already know, that people from all over the world are on the phone waiting to talk to you. This is a first, remix first. Brother Wayne Chandler is going to be doing some energy readings here. Along with me, I'll get to do some readings with Brother Wayne Chandler. It's an honor to do that too, with him as well, to just kind of share in this. And tell us a little bit about one-on-one sessions. I had one. It changed my life. And it was amazing. And I recommend that anyone does it. And I know you do many different variations of your healing sessions, your energy sessions. Just talk to us a little bit about how that works.
Yeah, it really depends on the individual and what they're looking for, the information that they're attempting to access. Like if they come to me for something that is, emotional, mental, or physical, then that will determine the type of healing that, I employ or apply. And sometimes, and not all of the time, but sometimes, I'll take it deeper, because as you go into the different, chakra centers, they
right.
give energy, they speak
yes.
to you and let you know of things that are transpiring, in a person's life that has created the congestive condition, that is now occurring physically or emotionally or mentally, and how that needs to be cleared. So that's pretty much my process. But it centers more around really just bringing balance, into, the chakra system, because that system feeds into
yeah.
the meridians of the body and basically
mm-hmm.
Dictates all of what, we undergo. I mean, that system deals with, who and what we are, what we feel. It deals with how we think, how we transform,
yeah.
how we change.
Okay.
It deals with how we express ourselves,
Mm-hmm. And how we show up in this physical time-space reality here.
Exactly. It's the system by how we gain our awareness,
Mm-hmm.
And as you said, how we experience life. And perceive our realities and relate to those realities and relate to self, relate to others, relate to the world for that matter. It's a system of life itself.
Yes, beautiful, beautiful. And so for those of you who are interested in finding out more about that, connecting with Brother Wayne Chandler, and so again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you live in, and either via Skype or by phone, you can contact Brother Wayne Chandler at 216-491-4708. Now, also to let you guys know, we're going to be doing energy readings here tonight, which is cool. Call in 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone lines, and you ready to go? Brother Wayne, you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm ready, too. So we're going to go to the phone lines, you guys. This is a remix first. I can't tell you guys how honored this is to have Brother Wayne here, have myself here, and to be able to do this. This is amazing, you guys. I know we're sending ripples
out into the cosmos, the universe now. And someone just reminded me, Brother Wayne Chandler, before we leave, we taught a class together in the astral realm, and Brother Wayne Chandler came, and he taught the class with me. So he's going to share some of his favorite little things, crystals. Maybe we'll get a chance to do that here. So we're going to go to the phone lines and take you guys' calls. So here we go. I'm calling in, it looks like, from area code 334. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
I am Queen Mother Goddess Opulence, and I'm calling from heaven.
Greetings, Queen Mother from heaven.
Greetings, Miss Blue and Dr. Chandler. It is my pleasure to have you both with me in my home to experience this magical experience together.
Awesome. It's great to be in your home.
And I want to say that journey that we went on, I couldn't hear a lot of it that as you spoke, brother. But I could feel it. And as the cleansing tears came down my face, I just wanted you to know the energy was felt, even though the words were not being heard. And the word smile, I kept hearing smile. That's the one thing that kept coming through clearly. And with that, I rest my temple before both of you to be spoken to by spirit through you.
Wow. Beautiful. Thank you.
Beautiful. Yes. Yes.
Thank you.
So, what is your question for Brother Wayne Chandler? I'm going to let Brother Wayne Chandler go first. And so, is there a particular question that you want to ask?
I would ask him to speak to my temple as he is guided to, my body temple.
Well, your body temple feels like it's pretty tight, pretty much in sync and in flow. And your spirit feels very strong. You feel like you're carving out a very substantial path for yourself, a lot of which you've already carved out. Maintaining a pretty solid and very determined direction in terms of what you want to manifest and achieve for yourself in this reality. You know, that's what I get from you energetically.
Beautiful. I would just say the same thing. When I get into your energy, I feel nice and warm. I feel cozy. Kind of how you said you came online. I feel nice and cozy, and I feel warm. One of the things I do want to talk to you about that I'm actually picking up from you is that when it comes to you doing your work and showing up in the world, you're doing that in an amazing way. I commend you, and I think it's very, very beautiful. I want to talk to you about compromise, though, and also about passion. Those two words are coming to me. Spirit is leading me with these two words of compromise and passion. And what's happening is you've received an offer to do a couple of things, some upcoming things. It feels like, and I could be a little wrong, that it's summertime, that these things are coming up. And one of the things I want you to take a look at is some of the things from the past and making sure that you do not compromise your passion. Because that's always been a big thing for you, correct?
My passion in terms of
your work, what you live for, your passion.
I have been known to do compromise, yes.
Yeah. And so Spirit is just sort of sending this reminder that in a good space with this now. You've learned a lot of lessons over the last couple of years. And these lessons are going to present themselves again when the summertime comes, when the sun is very, very bright.
And so it's going to be some things that you're going to have to let go so you don't go back into that stage of compromising again.
All right. I will take that to heart.
All right. Well, beautiful. Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was my pleasure. And I was told to leave gold coins before each of you, so I hope you receive them in the manner they are given.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Peace and love. Peace and love. Wow, that was beautiful. Yes. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 678. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is...
It looks like they're not ready. We're going to go to the next caller, calling in from area code 773. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Renee, and I'm calling from Chicago.
Greetings, Renee.
Hi. Hi, Dr. Wayne Chandler, and hi, Ms. Blue. How are you guys tonight?
Doing well. How are you? Sound like you're like just really chipper and, you know, ready to, to take on the world.
Yeah, most definitely. I guess my question for you tonight, Dr. Wayne, is can you tell me what you see as far as me energetically?
Well, what I can say that I feel from you energetically is I mean, your energy is strong, it's deliberate, but there are also places, you know, where you sometimes, in your energy or how you apply your energy, you lose focus.
Right.
And your heart is strong. Your intentions are on point. You've got a very deliberate and heartfelt connection to really wanting to work with people. But a lot of what gets in your way is your, not your determination, but your ability to stay on point and focused.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, beautiful. I'll just tell you to add on, I agree 100%. Of course, and I with Brother Wayne Chandler there, you can think of it this way, and here's some things that you can do. Begin to think of yourself as a new beginner. And I know sometimes that's a little intimidating for you, a little scary, because you kind of pride yourself on really sort of being a very well-studied student, which is good. But there is a lot of gems to be said for when we're at the beginning stage, when we absolutely don't know anything and we recognize that. So whenever you start to do something and it's new, how you can begin to energetically open yourself up to that is to find some recipes, because I see you have all of these cookbooks around you that you haven't dug into.
Yeah.
So Spirit is showing me that. So get those cookbooks. That because nothing makes you more vulnerable than something that you're going to put in your body, in your mouth. We get we get baby-like. We get like little kids when we have to put things in our mouth. So I want you to get your cookbooks out. This is going to really help to open up that energy so that you can begin to just receive those things in and start practicing cooking meals that you've never tried before. And you're going to be amazed at how comfortable you start to become to be in that place of being open to what is out there. And you're just going to find that information is just going to start placing itself wherever it needs to, and it's just going to open you up. And that new beginner energy, it's really going to release some of the tension and just some of the stress that comes with sometimes stepping out. Because you've done a lot of work on yourself, and so you want to
be in a good position with that, and you want to be open to receive more because you haven't even tipped the iceberg of where you're going to go with what you're doing. So get into cooking and just kind of get yourself vulnerable again, and that's just going to open you up. You're going to be, woof, you're going to be, as they say, woo, you're going to be all over the place.
Oh, wow, okay.
There you go. That's what I have for you. Beautiful.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Oh,
thank you.
Beautiful energy that sister had. We're going to go to the next caller, calling in from area code 407. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, I'm Davida, and I'm calling from Orlando, Florida.
Okay. Greetings, Davida, from Orlando, Florida.
Yes. Hi, Dr. Chandler.
How are you? How are you doing this evening?
I'm well, thank you. My question deals with my health is not at how it was before. I'm breaking down a lot. So my question is my energy. There's a lot going on in life. I'm trying to balance myself out and just trying to get back on track with everything. So my question is, I guess, my energy as well, like some things I can do to bring myself back up.
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of things that you can do with respect to just reengaging your energy. It feels like there have been certain distractions that have come up over the last few years that have really kind of moved you, you know, out of your space of balance. And a lot of those things were emotionally centered and became very challenging for you. So a lot of what you're dealing with now is just trying to find your way back.
Yeah.
The one thing that where in Florida are you?
Orlando.
Orlando? Okay.
Yeah.
It would be good to engage a specific practice. I would say, you know, either give me a call or email me, and I can actually send you like a DVD, you know, of just some of the sounds that work the internal organs, because that's one of the things that is going on with you, is that there's a lot of instability now in the way the energy is moving out of your organs and circulating through your body.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of emotional disruption. And until you can get, like, your emotions in sync, you know, in your being, it's going to be very difficult for you to get back on point with what you want to have and what you've experienced before, you know, in your life with some level of solidarity and direction.
Okay.
You know, so definitely get in contact with me, and, you know, we can, like, begin just a mild but very powerful program, you know, dealing with the breath and dealing with, you know, just reinstating your emotional fortitude.
Okay, certainly, definitely.
All right, beautiful. I would say the same thing. I just want to kind of give you a big hug right now and just kind of send you some love and send you some nurturing. And I want to give you some things that you can also do in conjunction with that, because it's really, really going to help you. And the good thing is, in the space that you're in right now, you want to do this. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing better than to have someone who is really, really, who want to do this, who want to see themselves, you know, in a different energy space and really do this work. So that's beautiful. But I want you to reflect back and think back to when you were 19 years old, because this is a pivotal point of when Spirit is showing me that a lot of these things got kicked off for you. But no worries, as Brother Wayne Chandler said, once you get a hold of that CD and you begin to do that energy work, it has done that for thousands. I hear the stories all the time from the work that Brother Wayne Chandler has done, and I know that you will have that too. Here are some of the things that you can do. I call this the goddess in the mirror or the man in the mirror. And actually playing Michael Jackson songs actually will help because it carries that frequency, that vibration. And then I want you to look yourself completely in the mirror and ask yourself the question, how did I get to where I am right now today? Because there's power in that, to understand how you got where you are. And don't judge it. Just see what comes up for you. Get your pen, because I believe in the power of the pen and writing, and just begin to start writing. Write down what comes up to you.
Okay.
And then ask yourself after you did that, how do you feel being in this place? Because our emotions, as you know from earlier in the show, that's really what's running the show. That's really what's causing not only those major energy centers to move in our body, but the little ones. And journal those thoughts. And then look in the mirror and ask yourself, where are you headed? And listen. Listen for that inner divine voice to show you the way. Okay. Amazing things will begin to open up for you. And you can do that in the mirror. And you can play Michael Jackson's Man in the Mirror and just see all of these amazing things that come up.
Okay, sounds awesome. Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome. Peace and love to you. And come back and let us know how that's working for you, too.
Certainly.
All right. We're live with Brother Wayne Chandler in the form, Dr. Wayne Chandler. We better say that. Everybody else is saying it. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from Erica 330, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Good night, good morning. This is Kelly from Ohio.
Greetings, Kelly from Ohio.
Yes, ma'am. So this question is for Dr. Will for both. I just wanted to know, would you pick up energetically on, you know, as far as me?
Say that one more time. I didn't quite hear you.
I just want to know, would you pick up energetically for me?
Okay. All right. Brother Chandler? Brother Wayne. Ooh, Brother Wayne, are you still there? We can't.
Yeah, I'm here. I wasn't able to pick up everything that she said.
Oh, okay. She wanted to know what energy you can pick up from her.
Where in Ohio are you from? Let me ask you that. That is one thing I did hear you say.
Yes, Youngstown. Little Mob City, Youngstown, Ohio.
Okay. What I'm picking up from you is it's very interesting. It's very interesting. There's a very admixture of different energies, you know, that are like really moving in and around you. You know, there's a very deep desire, you know, for the unusual, the out of the ordinary, that leads you into a desire to connect spiritually. You also are very locked into possibly either as an orator or in your profession, you know, speaking to some degree, or some level of creativity, you know, in your life, you know, in your everyday life, you know, you either move through the creative process either through using your hands or vocally.
Yeah, I'm a stylist. I'm a stylist, and
you're a stylist. Okay.
Okay. Mhm.
Okay. You have a very inner power that you can develop much more than you have at this particular time in your life. The stage is set. The ingredients are there. you know, it's just a matter of you, like, focusing, locking into a particular means and method to develop, like, a greater degree of your internal power, of your personal power. Because you've got great potential in that particular area, but there's a lack of information.
Okay.
And so it's the acquisition of the information, you know, that you really need to, like, really kind of feed into just creating more of a, how could you say, determined but very tangible reality for yourself in terms of what your potentials are.
Okay.
There's a lot of potential there that you carry that, I mean, truly deep personal power that you're not tapping into.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you, I'm lacking knowledge, but more knowledge, I'll be able to tap into that better. Well, more of a knowing rather than like an accident or a more of a natural thing. Is that what you're saying? Like,
yeah, I'm saying that what is natural, that the ingredients, they're already there. But in terms of you cultivating and creating a direction for those, you know, that's where the lack is, you know. You're drawn, like, naturally, you know, to things that, like, lie outside of the box. You know, you're that kind of an individual. You know, I can feel that very strongly, that you draw things to you that, like, lie outside of the ordinary. But
right.
you want to be able to take stronger advantage of what lies inside of you that really creates that magnetizing of those things, you know, because that is it's a source of power, you know, but it's a
yeah.
source of power that is very unique, and it's an alternative source of power, if you will, and it deals and it draws and it focuses on alternative realities.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do believe I understand where you're going, and what I do
okay.
not understand, I will download to make sure I understand.
There you go. You download. And contact Brother Wayne Chandler. Yes, you definitely
yes.
want to do that. Yeah, beautiful. That's
yes.
very, very powerful. You know, one of the other things that you can do to begin to connect with that is just to really recognize the beauty you have from within and without, and recognizing your uniqueness.
Right.
And so you want to begin to come up with these mantras. I call them magical statements that you could begin to say, that every day you can say something like, I realize real beauty of myself, my family, and I celebrate my uniqueness. And so because you're not celebrating your uniqueness yet, it's almost like Brother Wayne was saying, like you're keeping that locked within and it doesn't come out full-heartedly. But that's one of the ways that you can begin to do that. And you can say that magical statement. I'm a big fan of mirror work. You can say it in the mirror. You can write it down, keep it in your pocket, in your purse, and even when you're at work. Because a stylist, when you're working and you're styling and you're touching people's crown, that is an exchange of energy there too. But you can also verbalize this and begin to get it more into your energy. So say that over and over again and connect yourself, you know, really kind of get into the work more, and so that you can begin to bring that out. That's beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you very much. You guys really helped me a lot. You really brightened up my night, so I feel very good.
Fantastic.
I'm very
you
good about my YouTube tonight.
All right. Well, peace and love to you. Peace and love. Beautiful.
Thanks.
We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 410, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
I believe you're speaking to me. I'm not sure.
I believe we are, too. And who is you?
Oh, I'm sorry. My name is Sean Banks. I'm calling from Baltimore. And this
Sean
is my first
Banks.
Time call. Yes, ma'am.
It's your first time?
Ever calling in. Definitely not listening. But when I heard this Brother Wing channel on tonight, I had to see what would happen. And I was sitting there, and, you know, I listen to so many people call in, and when you get them, they go, oh, is he talking to me? And I try to not let that be me. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's all good, Sean.
Yeah, but, you know, truly I count it a blessing to be on the phone with two powerful spirits such as yourself. And the Vision Quest was great. I think my question for Brother Wayne Chandler, and I guess yourself as well, is I'm at a point in my journey where I feel like there's a lot of things that I've been seeing since I was young. Okay, you're going to do this, you're going to do that. And I'm pretty strong with manifesting things, you know, into the physical realm. But I really think I need that extra bit of information or push to kind of take me now to the next level where I feel like I want to go to the next level. I definitely want to go, I guess I should say, deeper. Because I've been kind of, you know, seeing that it's time for me to, you know, I guess the word could be graduate. I'm not sure. But I will be humble and quiet and listen and get your opinion.
Yeah, I mean, I feel definitely it's time for you to, like, kind of get over that hump, you know. You know, your energy, you've got elements within you or dynamics within you that make you very receptive, you know, to, you know, higher vibrational energetic patterns. You know, and a lot of that can be seen, you know, through your level of sensitivity. You know, you're a sensitive individual, you know. Mm. So you want to be able to now take that level of sensitivity and cultivate higher frequencies with it that can take you into a much greater and deeper body of knowing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, of course, you know, for me, you know, that's always going to come through getting the correct information in terms of developing a daily practice for yourself, because that's really where you are now in terms of your own inner refinement, your own inner cultivation. You know, now it's about having a daily practice, you know, that speaks to internal transformation, you know, that speaks to internal cultivation of your personal power and then your ability. Because, see, you've experienced how to manifest things, you know, just based on the level that you've been operating in your life so far. So when you mm-hmm. begin to, like, upgrade, you know, and you begin to pull in a different level of vibrational frequency that feeds in to elevating your own level of personal power, you're going to be able to take what you've already accomplished and maximize that, you know, to, like, really profound, you know, measures. And it all feeds and locks back into you having a very specific personal practice that you can do on a daily basis, because that's okay. where you are and that's what you're ready for right now.
Yeah, thank you. I actually, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I was saying beautiful.
Oh, yeah, I know that a big part of it is I've been contemplating. For a minute, I actually contacted Ms. Blue to get a reading, and I openly admit that when I was told when it would possibly, basically they were like, yeah, she's taking appointments for like next March. I was like, what? You know,
next
like,
when?
Yeah.
What did you say, next month?
Next month.
Next month.
No.
It was actually, no, it was like next March of the next year.
I was going to say next year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it kind of threw me off. And I know it was because when I was younger, around 96, I had the privilege of attending a lecture with Brother Bobby. Mm-hmm. And I would say about 4 years ago, I just got this. And I've been a beneficiary of great mentors and great, strong spiritual people. And about 4 years ago, I just had this feeling like it was like a hunger. And I stumbled across, you know, I wasn't really big into YouTube, but I started stumbling across, you know, different information that I'm sure if y'all know. But what I kept saying was, this is okay because it's feeding me a little bit. But when I discovered the remix, it was so current. It was like, bingo, that's it. This is what I was looking for. So I've been debating on taking either Brother Panic's class, and I listened to a lecture from you, Brother Chandler, and you got an energy that really resonates with me. So I think I want to contact you. I won't say I think I will contact you. And Miss Blue, and I, like she says, her readings are divine, so I will be more patient this time, hopefully. And go ahead and schedule that. I'm just ready to proceed and move forward, you know, and go to the next level.
Yeah, it's time for you, bro.
It's really time. Beautiful. One of the things I will tell you, yes, the readings are divine time, and I promise you it will go by so quick, anybody who's had a reading. I know people are a little shocked. Sometimes they're like, I'm available on Tuesday, and I'm like, like, that'll be Tuesday, maybe next year.
Right.
But it is divine time. But, you know, one of the things I think is so beautiful, and I just love the way Brother Wayne Chandler was able to just to get in your energy and read that. Here's what you can do to help you. And we can use sort of the elements of the cosmos, which is really cool. So you can do this when the moon is sort of in its waxing sort of crescent moment.
Right.
And this is a great time for you to just kind of sit down and sort of kind of have, in my audio workbook, I call it the get naked time, but this will be your get naked time for you to be open to the new you see,
right.
Because you are ready to go sort of to that next level. You're doing your work. You're doing the alchemy. Of course, there's always going to be more you can learn. And
right.
I think nothing is greater than the classes that we have out there, and particularly to be able to take a class from the master, one of our master teachers here, Brother Wayne Chandler, or to go on one of those retreats would be amazing for you, because you're right where that energy is, and this is a great time for you to plant those seeds there. But take some time and sort of kind of go outside and look in the sky and look at the moon and just begin to just sit there and allow that energy to just flow through you. And begin to see what comes up.
Yeah.
The new you of who you are right now, you know? And just begin to honestly allow this to go through you and journal it. Journal it down.
Yeah, I received that. Before I go, I just want to say that, of course, it's not ironic that you say that, but being from Baltimore, when the Ravens were trying to make it to the Super Bowl, that is something I did instinctively. I said, you know what? They were up in Denver, and I said, I'm going outside, and I'm looking up in the sky, and I was doing different things. And, you know, I pretty much, you know, kind of, I even downloaded a moon app, probably something I read somewhere
there
else.
There you go. So this is divine confirmation for you here. I love the way spirit works. So do that. Ask yourself questions like, what does your brightness look like, you know?
Mm.
What does it sound like? What do you feel like? And begin to get into those emotional elements, because that's going to be very powerful for your transformation as well, too. So, yeah, I just kind of wanted to add that for you.
Oh, it is. Thank you. All right, man. Peace to y'all. Thank you very much.
Thank you,
You're
brother.
Welcome. All right. Wow. Can you believe 12 minutes to go before we actually get to the after hours? We're going to continue here. We're live with Brother Wayne Chandler doing readings. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. And press 1 when you get on the phone lines. And let's see here. We're going to go. We're going to keep going. We're going to the phone lines. It looks like we have a caller calling in. Looks like a private number here. Calling in from a private number. You're live. 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 Yeah. They either are calling in internationally, and we're getting the echo. So we'll come back to them. Calling in from area code 248. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 248? You're still on mute. We'll come back to you, 248. Not a problem. You guys, take your phones off mute. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 773. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, greetings.
Hi, greetings. Good evening. My name is Rima, and I'm calling from Chicago.
Greetings, Rima, from Chi-Town.
I was calling in. You're not doing, like, just a general mini reading. You just need, like, a direct question.
Well, let me tell you, tonight's a special night. Have you been listening?
Off and on. I was getting kicked off.
So you haven't been listening, or you have?
Well, I can ask a direct question.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have Brother Wayne Chandler here with us, and so.
Oh yes, I know that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, then you know that tonight's a very special night because to get a reading from him, up until this point on the planet has been unheard of on air. I think it's Brother Wayne Chandler.
Oh, my God.
So.
Yeah, I know
don't,
that.
Don't go for that, Rima.
I think it's unheard of. I think this is a first. So,
okay.
There you go.
Okay. Well, I'll ask maybe like two quick questions. One, I have a question about, you know, if it's like an energy thing, why have I been maybe like not as lucky in like the love department, or when will I possibly meet or be ready to meet somebody? And the other question I have is what is like the best help for, you know, any type of like kidneys or kidney issues, anemia issues? So that's what I'm going to ask.
Okay. What's very interesting are the connections between, you know, your design on what you want to attract into, you know, your love life, and then what's going on with your kidney energy, you know, which relates directly, you know, to the expression, you know, of your sexual power, and you know, indirectly, you know, the manifestation of love energy.
Okay.
You know, what I'm getting, what I sense from you is that you're almost in your own way, because you've developed over time a sense of anxiousness that really creates an energy that pushes the possibility of what you're looking for actually away from you. And in that anxiousness, there is a degree of fear. And that fear also plays into your kidney energy. So you're like enveloped in this circle, you know, that one condition is feeding the next, and it's just moving continuously. And what needs to happen at this particular point is you determining exactly how you're going to break this circle, which probably inside of yourself is felt as a downward spiral. A lot of what you attract, you know, you have to remove the energy of being and feeling like you're alone. And a lot of times, kidney energy based on the fear and that design of loneliness, because loneliness is also a generation of fear. And you want to be able to, like, really neutralize that. And a lot of that is like changing your perspective and reality on you and what you're able to create for yourself.
Mm.
You know, so there inside of you right now, the only thing that you're going to create, you know, is more loneliness, because there's the fear and the feeling of loneliness inside of your heart. And so even if you attract someone right now, what I'm feeling is that you're just going to attract more loneliness. In other words, you're going to pull somebody into your life who is still unavailable, who still is distracted, and who is still not going to be able, you know, to give you the nurturing and the attention, you know, that your heart really needs to thrive and develop itself.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, so again, it all goes back to, you know, how you need to shift certain patterns of what you comprehend, how you comprehend, you know, certain elements or ingredients, you know, in your life design, and shift those into a place that's a lot more constructive, that's going to allow you to relax and allow you to, like, really have the knowing and the internal cultivation of attracting to you what it is that you really want to have in terms of a mate.
Mm.
Yeah, beautiful.
Okay.
Now, one of the things that you can actually do is in the morning, it's a great time to do it, and you can also do it in the evening time too. And that is, take your hand and place it just below your belly button. And this is really a good exercise to do, like, after you get out the shower or maybe get out the bathtub, right before you get out, you know, get ready to start your day, or before you get ready to go to bed. And it's best to do it probably with absolutely no clothes on. And just take your hand and gently place it below your belly button, right there. And begin to incorporate this magical statement. Because what you need to do is, one, exactly like Brother Wayne Chandler said, you need to let go of expectations. Because this is all of these expectations of your life in the past that's kind of screwing up what you want right now. But you need to bring in more joy, and this is the center that's going to help you cultivate joy. So hold that there, and you can say a mantra. You can be very creative with it, however you want to do it, and say, I am thankful for the joy that flows through my being. And just repeat that over and over again until you can actually begin to feel the joy come into your physical body. So hold that just below your belly button. And just take a deep breath and say, I am thankful for the joy that flows through my being. And just begin to feel that energy as it begins to move through your body and just kind of open up that center for you so you can really begin to feel that energy come in.
Okay.
All right?
All right. Thank you both.
You're welcome. Peace and love to you.
You too.
All right. Well, we have 3 minutes left to go, and you guys know what that means, that we're about to go into the after hours. So, for the rest of you who won't be joining us in the after hours, you know what to do. Download, download, download. Don't forget to go back and download this show, as with all the shows on the Remix Show. And if you like the show, I want you to like it. Like it over on Facebook. Like it right here. Like it on Twitter. And also, you can like it on iTunes, like it all over the world. If you love the show, I want you to get yourself over to the Facebook page, Twitter page, iTunes page, and love it and leave a comment. Don't forget to connect with Brother Wayne Chandler. You're interested in finding out about all of the great things he has going on. There's a link right here connected to the show that will take you straight to his Facebook page. And so you can be connected. All you got to do is hit like, see all the great things that he has going on, great collaborations with the brother Yasir Hotep, as well as the sister Amen. All of the great things about the retreats that are coming up, all of that. If you're interested in getting a one-on-one session with Brother Wayne Chandler, give him a call, 216-491-4708. As we continue to move into the after hours, so much love to you guys out there that won't be joining us. For the rest of you, stay on the phone lines. We see you there. Press 1 if you have a question as we continue this amazing share here with Brother Wayne Chandler right here. And the only place you can get it in the mix. How are we doing, Brother Chandler?
Ah, great. Yeah. I guess... I want to say thanks to everyone, all of the listeners from all the different nooks and crannies on the planet Earth that take the time out to tune in to this share. And for those who aren't going to be continuing on, I just want to say, you know, peace, love, blessings, many blessings.
Oh, beautiful, you guys. Yes, yes, yes. So for the rest of you, we'll see you guys on the flip side. Download. You can hear the rest of the show and all the great gems that Brother Wayne Chandler is giving out tonight. So peace and love to you guys. Much love, warm spirit, as we continue right here live in the Remix. So we're going to go to the next caller. And the next caller that's coming in is calling in from area code 248. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Greetings. My name is Angela, and I'm calling from Detroit, Michigan.
Greetings, hey. Angela.
Greetings. Greetings to you both. I was calling to get a reading.
Okay, and go ahead.
I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. What was it, question?
No, go ahead. What were you getting ready to say?
No, I wasn't. I think that was Miss Blue.
Oh, getting okay. Well, somebody was getting ready to
say. Somebody was going to say something. I just wanted to tell you, did you have a particular question or something you wanted to ask?
Okay.
Wayne?
I just want to know why does it seem like I attract the wrong type of female friends, or that it just seems as though it's like a lot of negativity around me in that area.
Oh, okay. That's an interesting question because, I mean, when I lock into what I'm feeling, I mean, there's a certain degree of self-confidence that maybe is intimidating to others, you know, other individuals that may be in your circle.
Mm-hmm.
And it's being intimidating. It generates a certain amount of insecurity, you know, with those that are just not as founded and secure, you know, as your own person. You have, like, very specific elements that are very strong. You know, your will is strong, you know, so your push to achieve and manifest things that you want to have, you know, is very focused, you know, very pointed. And so, you know, this may be something that also gets in the way of, you know, other individuals, you know, feeling like comfortable around you because, you know, you can push.
Mm-hmm.
I see a very unique combination of your will, but at the same time, there's also a very solid spiritual component that you move with. So when you look at, huh?
No, I'm saying, okay. No, I'm just listening.
Okay.
I know, girl. He makes you want to talk, don't he?
Yeah.
Sorry, Brother Wayne. Go ahead.
Yeah, sorry.
You know, so when you blend, you know, those two forces together, you know, it creates an individual, you know, that in many ways is a force to be reckoned with. And that being the case, you know, in a culture like this, you know, where there is so much insecurity and fear, you know, you it's not even so much that you attract those types of individuals as those individuals, you know, are a dime a dozen in this reality. Okay. And it would be difficult to escape, you know, the
right.
Influence, you know, of their energies in your life. But again, you know, it's about you and your personal power. It's about you and your will. You know, you can be very determined, you know, in manifesting and achieving the things that you want. And you have a degree of insightfulness, you know, that is also, you know, worth cultivating. So a lot of what goes on, you know, in your life, particularly as it relates to you attracting these types of individuals, is for you to just understand that these types of individuals are a dime a dozen, and a lot of it in terms of the lesson is how you reflect upon their influence on you, because the flip side to this is them not influencing your emotional fields, and that's uh-huh. what they've been able to do.
Yes, they have, and that's what, and it's not even that way with just the female friends that I've attracted, but just with a lot of different people, I noticed that I'm easily, like, I could be feeling one way, and then, you know, I could be feeling really happy that day, and somebody could do something, and it'll actually, instead of make me upset, it'll make me sad, because I'm trying to figure out why I keep attracting those type of situations, where it seems like I'm the person that's loyal and everybody else is just kind of like kicking me to the curb. And I just couldn't, you know, it's just weird. And it seemed like it's been happening like that since I was a child, like from a child all the way up to now.
Right.
So
let me ask you a question. You have headaches, don't you?
Well, yeah, I had one yesterday.
Well, you get headaches from time to time. I guess that's a better way to say that. You
yes,
quite frequently get headaches. Well, one of the things I want you to take a look at, and here's something you can do, and Brother Wayne Chandler said it best. So here's what you can do. I'm going to give you something else you can do to sort of kind of help you to manage that, is the headaches is coming from you not listening to your intuition, not trusting that. And that's something that you kind of struggle with, is trusting your own intuition. Just about in every single one of these cases, before something sort of kind of goes awry, you're saying to yourself, dang it, I knew I shouldn't have said that, or dang it, I knew I shouldn't have been here, or dang it, I knew I should have did this. You already had that come in to sort of kind of give you sort of your insight, because, again, you know, like Brother Wayne Chandler said, you're not going to avoid this. If we live in this time-space reality and we're working with people, we can't avoid coming in contact with them. So here's what you can do that's going to help you with that. Really, and it's great to do this before you go to sleep. And by the way, you don't get enough rest. And, you know, I know Miss Blue is not even a person to talk about that, but this is impacting you so much. You don't get enough rest. And so that's going to be key for you, one, to get enough rest. And then the other thing is you can say this magical statement. You can kind of tailor it to your own to fit. This is really going to help you. And that is really saying, I embrace my intuition, and this is one of my greatest joys. So that you can begin to embed this into your subconscious mind, to trust and to be able to hear that intuition from within. And that's going to help you not avoid people, because you can't do that, but avoid these situations that you get yourself tangled into. You know, immediately when you were talking to me, I seen spiders. And, you know, spiders create webs. And that's what's happened. You're creating this web. You know, my mother used to say, my, what a tangled web we weave when we try to deceive, you know. And this is what's happening with these situations. So you can get yourself kind of out of others' energy by trusting your own intuition.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, also, you don't want to take on other people. You got to remember that other people's issues are their issues. You know, you actually take on their issues and make their issues your own. And that's not where you want to go.
How do I avoid that? Well, I guess Ms. Blue just told me, but I noticed that, and it's crazy. Like, and it's something that I'm doing, but I'm not aware that I'm doing it. I thought it was something spiritual where I didn't have control over it or something. Like, I don't know.
You know what would be really good for you? Where are you at?
Michigan.
What state? You're in Michigan. You really should try to, what's going to be good for you is to be physically in a group so you can feel some energy that's going to support you.
Okay.
And so if you can, get yourself in one of Brother Wayne Chandler's classes, one of these retreats, because you need to feel something very, very different than what you're feeling. And so you can begin to work with your energy and know how to work with your energy. It's many ways you can do it. And, of course, getting to trust your intuition is going to be great, because that's going to send the energy out. But and I'm sure Brother Wayne Chandler can speak on this more, but it's power in being around others who really, the power of like minds. You hear everybody talk about you need to be with like minds and, you know, be around positive people. There's a bigger reason to that than just feeling good.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I will definitely do that. And I will definitely do the embracing my intuition and programming that in my subconscious mind.
Yeah, trusting that. But really getting into some energy work will help you. I know Brother Wayne Chandler has a lot of DVDs. Are you still with us, Brother Wayne?
I am, but just for a couple of more minutes.
Okay, well, I'm going to let you go. Miss Blue, I do have a reading coming up you soon, too, so
okay,
in March, actually. Yes.
Okay,
so.
Beautiful.
Well, you're right up the road from me. I mean, I'm in Cleveland, and you're like, you know, literally you're right up the road from me.
Oh, wow. Okay, I got to get more information.
Yeah.
The website, is it on your website, Chandler, Mr. Chandler?
Yeah, you can go to my website, which is www.chandler.com. WayneBChandler.com.
Okay. Okay, great. I'll get more information from your website.
Yeah.
Thank you both.
Thank you.
All right. Well, you think we can take one more, Brother Wayne?
Definitely. We can do one more.
Okay, we'll go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 414, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Greetings and prosperity upon you, Miss Blue and Dr. Chandler.
My name is
thank you.
I'm calling from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And A, I want to say thank you. The advice that you gave to Sister Rima touched a chord in my life. Truly it did. And also, I wanted to ask, what energy are you picking up on me?
That you're much too wide awake right now. And
I have a 2-month-old that'll be up soon, so I just been preparing breast milk. I've been up all day.
I love it.
Now, you know, I mean, just your effervescence and just, you know, vibrance is just like contagious, you know. I mean, it's awesome. It's great. You've got really great energy. You know, one of the things that I believe we're in a period of profound transition, and this speaks to you know, our dreams and the manifestation of our dreams. You know, this is one of the most powerful periods, just because of the way the energy has shifted. You know, as of December 21st, and we're getting ready to go into another major shift on March 31st, and will take us into a totally different portal. And a lot of these portals deal with our ability to attract and create and pretty much manifest the things that we really now want to have in our lives. The key is always going to be, you know, to create a certain mindset that doesn't get in the way of allowing those things to manifest for us. And that, more than anything, is the release of fear.
Thank you.
And stay your course, because, I mean, I really get a very strong sense, I really get a very strong feeling that what it is you're looking for is right around the corner. I feel that very strongly.
Beautiful. Yeah. You know, interesting enough, I pulled a card from the Kim deck for you. I figured this will be the last caller. We'll pull a card. And dream creation came up, card number 32, in the Know Your Magic deck, which is everything that Brother Wayne just spoke about. And so it is about the quest and really just allowing the spirit to move through you and to keep your understanding, because that's one of the things you have a very good foothold on. It's understanding where you are. You're not in the dark about how you got where you are. You have a very good understanding about where you are. So just keep dreaming. Just keep the dream alive and keep moving forward. And, you know, even begin to write your dreams down, the ones that you have from when you awaken at night, and also just the daydreams, you know, just really get a journal.
I know I'm supposed to be writing, and I have been very undisciplined in that area. I have even cut back on my meditating, but I'm going to reprimand Kenya and get back on point.
Well, don't even look at it like that. Know that everything that you're doing is divine for you. But this would be a great way for you to sort of be your own witness, you know, to write these things down. And then once they begin to unfold themselves and manifest, this really is just going to help you when it comes to standing strong, you know, really kind of building up your self-esteem even more. And even when you need to look back, because we're all looking for confirmation, you can look back and say 3-4 months before something happened or 6 months, this is what I was feeling, this is the dreams that was coming in, and it happened. And you can use that to build confirmation and just to continue you on your quest and your journey.
Yeah. I mean, the irony is you're much more, you have much more ability to create what it is you want than you're allowing yourself, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
why
you really.
Is that my daddy issue?
What?
I'm a daddy daddy, but we fall out and then we make up. And I also feel like I kind of walk in an ease by you type of life. I can predict and read, and I read tarot cards, which is against the Christians I was raised with. But I can read or speak, or the ancestors will speak through me in everyone else's life, but I can't seem to work that power in my own. So.
Yeah, because you got to kind of open yourself up to allow that energy to move through you. Sometimes, personally, you don't want to know what's ahead for you because, like Brother Wayne was saying, you don't recognize your own power. You recognize it in other people, but not yourself. So that fear that Brother Wayne was speaking about, that's it. You know, the fear of seeing your own life come forth.
That's fair. I thank you.
Yeah.
I thank you. Have a great evening, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, write your dreams down, and then you can see your life unfold for you in front of you. Because you have a very good understanding about how you got where you are. It's the future that you scared to step into, but March 31st is coming real fast, sister. You better get on board.
Yes, ma'am. Well, great evening, great morning.
All right.
You take good care.
Yes, sir. You too.
Beautiful. Well, Brother Wayne, I thank you for our time together here with the Remix family.
It's been a blast. I can honestly say it has truly been an experience.
Yes, 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 it is. And it always is an honor to have you come and share so much of your knowledge and your wisdom to us and, you know, and just the work that you put out for myself and many others that really you've been truly that teacher for us to help us as we continue to grow and just kind of elevate ourselves and move forward. And so it's always a joy. It's always an honor to have you come. Come with us. Everyone is enjoying the share. They have notes all over the cosmos that they're leaving for you. Y'all can start calling in about 5 minutes.
Oh, boy. Well, it's been beautiful. And thank you so much for having me on again. You know,
I mean, anytime.
It's awesome.
Anytime. So just some lasting words here as we get ready to close out for this evening.
Yeah, I think one of the things, just based on a lot of what we were working with the various callers, and I'd like to just put this out there that, you know, no problem, you know, can be solved at the level of consciousness in which it occurs. You know,
it's
really about, you know, how we develop and evolve ourselves, you know, how we continue to grow and connect to source.
Beautiful, beautiful. You guys heard it from the master himself, Brother Wayne Chandler. Well, you guys, that's going to do it for us here live in the Remix. For those of you out there, don't forget to download, and download this show and download all of the shows here. If you like the show, of course, like it. If you love the show,
sure you love it as well, too. Love it over on Facebook. And see you guys next week right here live in the remix. You know what we do. For the rest of you, I'll see you guys in the readings this week. And, yeah, we'll just keep doing what we do. I have something I kind of wanted to take us out here with. Let me see if I can get it. If I can find it. Let's see if we can find it. Here it is.
They will say you don't belong. They will assume you don't relate. They will underline your wrongs. They will expect you to be late. You are special. Your talent pours from your pores, your footsteps in directions that are both certainly correct and yet absolutely unsure. Those cold, lonely, dark hallways called what if. Yeah, those are around. But if you don't back down, you unlock that door to warm hearts and dope situations in a room full of us called what now. You wake up, you win. You try, you win. You fail, you still win. Long as you're alive, cause if you die, what then? They will tell you you only live once, and that's true. But if you live correct and inspire him, that's two. And she, that's three, four, and more. Five, strive, create your dream, that creates your team, that creates your steam, till you're hot, you know what I mean? The arrival.
All right, everyone. That's going to do it for us here live in the remix. Much love, warm spirit, and peace and love to all of you out there. Have an amazing week. I look forward to connecting with you on Facebook, connecting with you on Twitter, and also connecting with you in the sessions and the readings. So much love to all of you out there. Much love to Brother Wayne Chandler. Reach out to him. Connect yourself with him. And have an amazing week. See you guys next week. Peace and love.